According to the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, China's commercial banks bought around 436 billion US dollars of foreign currencies and sold $445 billion in the first quarter of this year, resulting in net forex sales of $9.1 billion. By the end of March, China's foreign exchange reserves stood at $3.1 trillion US dollars, up $26 billion from the end of last year. Foreign Exchange Administration spokeswoman Wang Chunying said the figures show a stable trend in China's foreign exchange markets.
今年的一季度，全球的经济和国际贸易增长有所放缓。Growth
in the global economy and international trade slowed in the first quarter of 2019. In the meantime, China's economy continued to perform within an appropriate range, maintaining overall stability and making progress. The RMB exchange rate and China's cross-border capital flows remained stable. The supply and demand in the foreign exchange market is basically balanced.
Looking to the future, the spokeswoman said this stability in foreign exchange flows is set to continue in light of the domestic and international environments.
First, there is sound domestic economic development. Second, the comprehensive opening up policies provide a solid foundation for the balanced development of cross-border capital flows and investment. Third, the economic and trade consultations between China and the United States have made substantial progress and played an important role in stabilizing market sentiment.
The spokeswoman added that China's forex regulator will continue to facilitate cross-border trade and investment and develop an open and competitive foreign exchange market.
首先呢，我们会进一步支持贸易方式的创新。
We'll further support innovation and trade patterns and optimize foreign exchange management policies. We'll make it easier for foreign investment enterprises to exchange funds and support qualified and capable domestic enterprises to make outbound investments. Also, in pushing forward the opening up of capital projects, we'll reform the institutional investor system, simplify access management rules, and expand the scope of investment. We'll standardize the management of RMB bonds issued by overseas institutions in China and promote the development of the panda bond market in an orderly manner.
The government has also stated to reform and simplify the management of cross-border capital for multinational companies. China's pilot free trade zones and Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau Greater Bay Area, as well as Xiong'an New Area, are expected to pilot reform policies. For CRI, this is Yang Guang.